Stugatz here for Advance Auto Parts. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Batteries start at just $79.99. They'll also have curbside pickup on any order. Enter the code DAN20 when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See stores for details. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance, small business protection for more than vehicles with insurance expertise to keep your company moving forward. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Carl Douglas is going to join us in just a second here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Former USC running back Reggie Bush's disassociation from the university is expected to soon come to an end thanks to the NCAA mandated disassociation limit of 10 years imposed in 2017.
Has it been 10 years with Reggie Bush? It's been 10 years?
Apparently so. It's coming to an end. Time flies. We're getting old, man. NASCAR is set to allow fans back at the track for races this month at Homestead Miami Speedway and Talladega Super Speedway.
The beach is open. The beach right here is open, Stugatz. Miami Beach, first time I've seen people on it in like 3 months. Things are opening all over. We're all going to go back to hiding in our houses in 5 months when all of this catches back up to us. And we're like, oh, my God, those protests. We weren't socially distanced.
I'm still hiding with the exception of these three hours.
So am I. Put it on the poll. So am I. At Lebatard Show.
Beach,
are you still sort of hiding in your house at Lebatard Show?
It's 97 degrees outside. And finally, Cops, after 30 years on television, has been canceled by Paramount Network. That's funny. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Before we get to our attorney, Carl Douglas, I just want to play for the people a viral clip from yesterday. The New York police boss, Mike O'Meara, is in the middle of stuff. He is waving around his badge. He is defending the police at a time that New York is really divided. Even its leadership is getting beat up from every angle. Because there continues to be a support of the police, but the police feel like they're unsupported, and this gives voice to it.
This isn't stained by someone in Minneapolis. It's still got a shine on it, and so do theirs. So do theirs. Stop treating us like animals and dogs, and start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Trying to make us embarrassed of our profession. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly positive. Nobody talks about all the police officers that were killed in the last week in the United States of America. And there were a number of them. We don't condone Minneapolis. We roundly reject what he did as disgusting. It's disgusting. It's not what we do. It's not what police officers do. Our legislators abandoned us. The press is vilifying us. Well, you know what, guys? I'm proud to be a cop. And I'm going to continue to be proud to be a cop until the day I retire. And that's all I have to say.
There were a lot of white faces behind him with masks, not a lot of black faces. Carl Douglas with us here on ESPN Radio. Carl, what do you make of that sound? And thank you for joining us.
First of all, Dan, thank you for having me on your show, man. This is a fabulous platform, and I appreciate all that you and Stugatz are doing. That is the essence of what I am fighting about. And the police commissioner in New York has been more forward-thinking than others on the news. But there is a culture here that we have to continue to struggle against for there ever to be any true reckoning and change. The pendulum is going to swing back toward the police sometime soon. Another cop is going to get shot. a white woman somewhere is going to get brutalized, and the American narrative is then going to shift back to the law and order. I'm not sure if this is the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning. What I also want to talk about, though, Dan, yesterday I mentioned to your listeners about Martin Gugino, G-U-G-I-N-O. He's that 75-year-old white man that we all saw be pushed down by stormtroopers. I want to make sure your listeners keep Martin Gugino's name firmly on their lips, because he is not in fair condition. I don't care what the public statements from the hospital says. Dan, I'm not a doctor, but I've been a personal injury lawyer for 35 of my 40 years, and I know enough about medicine to say that Martin Gugino has sustained a traumatic brain injury. And at 75 years old, less than 1 week after the injury, there is no way of knowing the full extent of his mental injury and suffering. Dan, the bleeding may now be under control, but Martin Gugino faces a lifetime of uncertainty because his brain has suffered a serious injury. He is not in fair condition.
What needs to happen in terms of police reform, Carl, and what can happen? What will happen? What are you optimistic about here?
Let me tell you, man, y'all think I just get this off the top of my tongue. I have been working and thinking so that I can best prepare your listeners for my insight. Because there is a time that we can all think about what we all can do to make police better. You hear the narrative right now that is popular: defund the police. I'm a messenger, Dan, and I don't think that's a strong messaging tagline that we should use. Particularly in an election year, there's an old political concept that says, if you're explaining in politics, then you're losing. And whenever someone talks about defunding the police, they have to explain what they really mean in the next sentence. But reimagining the role of police officers is not such a radical idea. Let experts do the jobs that experts are trained to do. I want you to make sense, right? I suggest to you, Dan, that cops should not be sent to 911 calls when there is a mental health crisis. Cops are trained killers, not social workers. Mental health experts should be sent on those calls instead. And the money used to finance those calls should be redirected to mental health experts so that they have the resources to do their jobs well. Dan, when you realize that only 5% of all arrests are for violent crimes, that could mean a lot of money for mental health experts. Let's say 30% of all 911 calls are help calls due to a mental crisis. I say then we should redirect 30% of the resources of police staff to mental health experts. Send in the experts to the house to help the family if they're distressed. Don't send in the trained killers. It makes perfect sense, to quote your president. Last week, Dan, I mentioned the tragic case of 56-year-old Oro Nunez Sr. N-U-N-I-S. He's a husband and father of seven. He had never been in trouble before in his life. His daughter called 911 for mental health crisis intervention. Mr. Nunez was unarmed. She never thought the cops were going to suffocate him to death. He was a little bitty guy, no taller than Stu Gatz. It's funny because, you know, cops will be the first to say that they are not a social worker. And I say, believe them. By the way, guys, you know, I was watching your show initially for about 6 months before I realized that Stu Gotts wasn't like 6'3 or something like that.
Yeah, people think I'm 5'9 and that he's much bigger because his voice is impressive. Carl, stay there for a second because we're up against it. We'll come back to you in a second.
Not nearly as impressive Carl's voice. My yes, God, the yes, cadence, yes, the pacing, yes, all of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he sounds 6'7. He really does.
Stu Gotts here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gotts podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number is 3030.
Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Dan, it is time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. For the second consecutive day, we'll do it with Carl Douglas as he continues with us here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Live.
So, Carl, had you finished that thought on police reform? Because Stu Gotts has a question for you, but I didn't think that you were finished.
No, I hadn't. And thanks. And first of all, thanks again for allowing me again a second session. I'm talking about Oro Nunez Sr., Dan, because your show has power, man. Your callers inundated the Chula Vista Police Department, forcing the chief, Rebecca Kennedy, to make a statement after I went on your air last week to ask about Oro Nunez Jr. He died on March 13th, but it was only on Friday that the police department made a statement talking about the tragedy of his death, but saying that Mr. Nunez's death was proper. You got to understand, Dan, that 60% of the inmates at the L.A. County Jail have a diagnosed mental illness. Experts should do what experts do. Cops will tell you, man, that they're not social workers. I say believe them. My mama always told me, Stu Gotts, that if somebody tells you they ain't good enough for you, don't argue with them. Believe them. Take them at their word. So I say, believe the trained killers when they tell you they're not social workers and move the money that you would spend on them to mental crisis calls to mental health experts to properly train people in such crises so that there are no more Oro Nunez seniors. Stu Gotts, what you want to ask me?
Well, I was wondering, Carl, when you hear the sound that we played to start last segment, the New York City police officer railing against, you know, no one's talking about all the good cops out there. I'm wondering, do you empathize at all with the good cops out there?
I tell your listeners, don't feel sorry for the cops. That is the life they choose, man. Listen, I've been suing cops for 40 years. Cops like two things. They like guns and they like other cops. Cops work at certain stations because of the action. They call danger action, man. Don't get me wrong. I would never want to be a police officer. It is dangerous out there. But some people jump out of airplanes for a living. Some people like NASCAR drive cars at 200 miles an hour for a living. Cops are cops because of the action, not in spite of it. But there's some other reforms, and I know I don't have much time, so I'm going to list them. Ban the chokehold. Let's talk about that later. Recruit more women to be cops. Dan, if there had been more women there at that scene, you dare say George Floyd would be alive today. Stop sending rookie cops to the toughest jails to learn. Did you know that cops in Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, once they leave the academy, they are sent to the county jail? Jails that are 60 and 80% black and brown inmates. They have to be tough. They have to be firm. They'll spend 3, 4, 5, as much as 7 years in the county jails. And the irony is, the worse deputy you are, the longer you spend in the jails. And then you finally emerge from that rat hole and you're sent to Compton and you're stopping someone who's been speeding and you're going to deal with them with the same mindset that you've been dealing in the jails for those 5, 6, or 7 years. You have to pressure my black and white allies, politicians, from taking money from police unions. That's what you can do to make a difference today. Make politicians commit local against taking money from police unions. Because when you take money, you know where your allegiances are. I hear it on your show all the time. Follow the money. Follow the money.
Carl, what do you make of the whole defund the police movement? And is there an argument to be made to actually institute real reform by increasing funding to make sure things like body cams never conveniently malfunction, to have on-the-job training, to have independent counsels actually hold people more accountable?
Mike, you have to first get to the minds of people. You can't militarize away crime. You can't add more cops and end crime. Only 5%, man, of arrests are violent. And that is a tremendously important statistic because it goes contrary to the national narrative. We don't need tanks going up and down our streets of America. We need to get police officers out of their cars and talking to the people they patrol. It's unfortunate that in California, you cannot require a police officer to live in the area he patrols. So in Los Angeles, you have cops that live in Simi Valley, which can be 90 minutes away on a freeway, on the 101 freeway, when there's no traffic on the freeway. We're spread out here on the left coast. You can drive an hour on the freeway and still be in the city limits of Los Angeles at 2 a.m. So when you have officers who live in Simi Valley, there's an us versus them mentality. And throwing more money or adding more cops, regrettably, Mike, is not gonna make it better.
Carl, good talking to you. Always good catching up with you. Thank you for making the time this week.
Thank you. My pleasure, brother. Stay well. Stay safe.
Thank you, Carl. That was Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Stugatz here. Support for the Dan Le Batard Show with Stugatz podcast comes from our friends at Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Home today is so much more than it was yesterday, but at Rocket Mortgage, home is still all about you. During these challenging times, the top priority at Rocket Mortgage is the health and safety of the communities they serve. If you need mortgage assistance, their team is available 24/7 to answer questions and offer solutions. Whether that means saving money on your mortgage or finding a new way to navigate payments from their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Visit rocketmortgage.com/Lebatard to learn more. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number is 3030.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Here's your SportsCenter update. Former USC running back Reggie Bush's disassociation from the university has officially come to an end, thanks to an NCAA-mandated disassociation limit of 10 years imposed in 2017. Anthony Joshua and Tyson Fury have agreed in principle to two fights in 2021. Fury still has a fight scheduled with Deontay Wilder, and Joshua will fight Kubrat Pulev. If both fighters retain their titles, it would be the first time in over 20 years that there would be a unified heavyweight champion. Psyched for that, Dan? You're a boxing expert.
Yeah, that one's. Yeah. I didn't even know that, actually. I had not heard that, so I didn't know how they would get, because of all the competing promoters, how they would get in line on that, but they seem to have.
And finally, the movie 365 Days, which has been dubbed the Polish 50 Shades of Grey, has become Netflix's most streamed movie quickly following its June 7th streaming debut.
A real Cinderella story for a Polish movie. Foreign film becoming number one on Netflix.
All right.
Because we're freaks.
The latest 30 for 30, Long Gone Summer, directed by A.J. Schnock, takes viewers back to the summer of 1998 when the Cardinals' Mark McGwire and the Cubs' Sammy Sosa embarked on a chase of one of the game's most hallowed records, igniting the passion and imagination of fans and non-fans everywhere. Long Gone Summer premieres this Sunday, June 14th, 9 Eastern, on ESPN and ESPN2. The film will be available to stream on ESPN Plus following the debut. For all the latest headlines and information, tune in to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day.
Company man Daniel Cormier, who has offered to corner Dana White. Mm-hmm. I was very disappointed by this. I'm not surprised in any way that Dana White wants to fight. That guy's not going to back down for much of anything that looks like a challenge. But I should have labor on my side, given what it is we'd be fighting about.
You should. Well, you do, right? Like, Masvidal is willing to be in your corner. Just Cormier doesn't want to back you up, man. And I would back up Dana White, too. I am backing up Dana White, but Cormier doesn't want to mess with the boss.
I understand. So we're going to have him on at noon to talk about how he is apparently being a company man.
I mean, when Cormier gets a paycheck, it's not signed by Dan Le Batard. It's signed by Dana White.
That's true, but the reason it's so small is because it's signed by Dana White and not Dan Le Batard.
I mean, he had no problem signing that contract. He even put out an image on his social media platforms and pulling double duty, triple duty, really, working for ESPN and being like the color commentator.
He's getting
a lot of,
he is getting a lot of checks from a lot of different parts of the company. I'm not even sure how much he would object to the characterization, company man. I certainly don't object to what Dana White said about me and our show, all talk, no action, like totally true.
That's what we built this house on.
There is no disputing what he's saying. He tried to insult me, but it's basically just a fact you'd find on Wikipedia.
I talk for 3 hours every day, say I'm going to do a bunch of stuff, and every day just go home after the show.
No action. We are all talk in action.
Thought that was a knockout blow. We've been punching ourselves in the face with that one for 15 years.
I mean, we can't accomplish anything.
We got it to here, which is like an upset.
Well, let's think about this. Do you realize what an upset it would be if we actually accomplished this?
Oh.
We can't accomplish anything around here. There is next to nothing that we actually get done. Stugatz is famous for not finishing anything. Not a thought, not a word, not anything.
The one thing I finished, I mean, what Mike had to do to get me to finish the Masvidal.
Oh, my
thing.
God.
Just to fly up there, yes, just to make sure, yes, I was going to be there.
And none of us had any confidence that that was going
to
happen successfully.
I had to hold Stugatz through his belt loop this thing
happened.
It was
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Never underestimate our ability to not get something done. However, also never underestimate the ability of people wanting to see Dan get punched in the face.
Dan, if this fight actually happens, can I be the guy that rubs the Vaseline on your eyebrows and your nose before the fight?
Well, I've got a problem here because I think there are only three people allowed in your corner.
They'll make an exception. Sure, Fat Chris, go for
you
it.
You can do it, Chris.
Yeah. This isn't going to be a real fight.
Rest assured, Chris, you would not be in my top three. I don't know who the top three should be, but if Masvidal is offering to be in my corner, Chael Sonnen has thrown in $500, which I wasn't considering it before. But once Chael throws in $500, how could I not be swayed? Chael Sonnen has thrown $500 into the mix, and he says, and I've been having this text exchange with him on the weekend, he says he wants to be in the corner only because he wants a front row seat to my face being turned into hamburger. So basically, another guy who's being cheap because that seat would cost a lot more than $500 to charity.
And we got Stitch Duran. There you go. Three. Legendary cut man. Edward James almost look-alike. Stitch Duran. He's a part of the team. Spare no expense.
Sonnen thinks he's getting a front row seat to see you get beat down for $500. I mean, I'll go higher than that.
You'll be getting a front row seat to watching me beat down Dana White. You guys have this all wrong. I just have to wait for the pandemic to end so that I can get close to anybody.
Well, then Daniel Cormier is a perfect guest to hang on because this is your only shot emulating his fighting style.
You are so right about that.
Smothering Dana White.
You are absolutely
with
right.
Your sheer
I
mass.
Need him in my corner. This is one of, look, I wasn't scared until right now. Cormier's going to teach Dana White how to make this fight totally more aesthetically displeasing than it already is by me going in there with my underwear.
I mean, he could actually teach Dana how to stop your one move. So this, we need to swing him back over to your side.
I know. So he'll be on with us at noon, and I'm going to yell at him.
Got a great name for you, fighting name for you, Burrito Ortiz.
It is pretty good. Hashtag MMA name we are looking for. You got Scones Jones. You got Burrito Ortiz. Tony and Chris were talking during the break, Stugat, and they were having two different conversations, both of them thinking they have an absolute answer to something that is probably subjective. So, Tony, you go first. You were saying what about napping?
So, guys, we're getting very close to the best time to nap, and in about 90 days or so when the NFL kicks off and that first Sunday happens, the best time to nap is about 3:45, which is around the fourth quarter of the 1 o'clock games. That, and the nap durates through the, like, say, second quarter of the 4:15 game. Right there is the best time to nap. You wake up, you catch a little Cardinals Rams action. Jared Goff already has a pick. Best time to nap.
Whoa. Dude, you got to nap like an hour after that. You're going to bed in the middle of the witching hour. Boom. You're like going to the bed right when all the 1 o'clock games are ending.
Tony, I agree with you. I always nap during that time so I can wake up for the third quarters. I can't even control it anymore. My body's just used to it, especially when it's those crappy days where it's just Niners, Cardinals, and like Giants are taking a West Coast trip. There's like three games only. Oh, automatic nap time.
I mean, who could take a nap during something called the witching hour? I am with Fat Chris on this. It's the witching hour. No, it's the end of the 1 o'clock game. Listen, I'm telling you right now, Sunday at a non-major golf tournament from about 2 to 5 is the absolute best time to nap.
Billy, you side where on this?
I'm with Stugath and Chris. If you sleep at any point in time on football Sunday, it's from like 4:30 to like 5:30 or so. So you wake up in time for the third quarter and you're rested up for Sunday night football, because Sunday night football can go a little bit late. If you don't get the Z's in, you're going to, you know, be sleeping through the fourth quarter of that.
So it would appear that Tony doesn't actually have an objectively absolute answer on the best time to nap, but Chris says he's got the best time to listen to music and that this is not subjective either, that this is, he is saying there will be no arguing on this. What is the best time to listen to music, Chris?
Well, I think a lot of people would say in a car, at a concert, while they're working out, in the bedroom perhaps, in the shower. And these are all good options, perfect fun times to listen to music, but they are not the right answer. The right answer, the best time to listen to music, is when you are cleaning inside your house. I want you to visualize Mrs. Doubtfire cleaning to Dude Looks Like a Lady. This is me every single time. I'm mopping, I'm sweeping, I'm doing dishes. I am, you know, flipping dishes to my wife to the tune of music. Like, there's no better time to listen to music than when you are cleaning in your house.
All right, so let's put both those questions on the poll. Is the best time to listen to music when you're cleaning in your house? And is the best time to nap between 3:45 and 4:15? Are we saying on Sundays, or you're just saying any day, or specifically on Sundays?
I think he said Sunday.
Specifically on Sundays.
I got a side on the other side of this.
The witching hour.
You're too hopped up on all the cocaine that you just snorted off of your television, because six teams were in the red zone with 3 seconds left, all one score possessions. And now you're going to get to the 4:25 games, and it's three games, and one of them is the Lions and the Cardinals. I don't even want to watch it.
Snoozer.
This show ain't free. Time for some ads.
Also, are you doubting whether or not Chris is flipping dishes to his wife? There's no way that's
well,
happening.
Not only flipping dishes, but it sounds like sort of rhythmically, like he gets his freckled hips into it. It sounds like all of a sudden he feels like this is the best that happy married life gets right here. I'm doing chores and I'm dancing.
Flipping dishes.
I'm dancing to something by Wham.
And it is the best thought.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at GEICO, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the GEICO Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Let's take a minute here for our friends at Casper. We've all heard of Casper, and now you can help Dad upgrade to the comfort of Casper with the Father's Day sale. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything you need to complete your dream bedroom. And as always, free shipping and no contact delivery. Save 10% on any mattress order or get $25 off when you spend $100 or more on great gifts for Dad now through June 23rd. Offer excludes bundles, the Element mattress, and sale items. Limit one offer per customer and order. Please see Casper.com/terms for additional terms and conditions. Dan, it's time for the movie of the day. It is brought to you by Redbox. It is Elizabeth Hurley's birthday today. And in honor of her, my top three movies with Elizabeth Hurley in it. Number three, Austin Powers, International Man of Mystery. Classic. Number two, Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. And number one, Passenger 57, Always Bet on Black.
She was a flight attendant, right? She was a flight attendant in that?
Yes.
Yep. Happy birthday to Elizabeth Hurley.
And happy birthday to her. I don't care. Good luck.
Redbox has top entertainment when you need it most. If you're in the mood for a thriller, don't miss The Invisible Man. I like that movie. Starring Elizabeth Moss. Make it a movie night and visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
All right, so you guys may know that Tony has been a late addition to our team. Most of the people who have been around here have been around here the entire time. But during the break, I believe we were all wondering by consensus, is that the dumbest thing Tony has ever said? Because he basically said the perfect time to nap is what Stugatz was described as the only time in your life you cannot be napping, which is when games are being decided close to 4 o'clock in the NFL. And we should point out, by the way, it's not every Sunday. It might be a great time to nap non-NFL season, maybe. But it's a really terrible time to nap during NFL season.
His perfect time to nap is the absolute worst time to nap. And Chris Cody called it during the break. And he's right, by the way. The worst. History.
It was pretty bad, but Chris, go ahead and bury Tony now. And Tony, you will get your chance to rebut here, but put it on the poll at Lebatard Show, Mike. Is that the single dumbest thing Tony has ever said at a microphone on this show? Because it took a minute for all of us to absorb it. And then we were just baffled.
I think I initially agreed and then went the other end, which is, you know, you wait till after the witching hour. Because I thought he couldn't have possibly meant what he said.
Yes, and so I'd like to get a better understanding of what it is that he was claiming. But first, we hear from Chris Cody on this subject, because all of us, honest to God, during the commercial break, we were all looking around, and then it sort of dawned on all of us at the same time, wait a minute, what he just said is totally idiotic. It's the opposite of what is right and true. It's you putting in front of me a rhinoceros and me saying that it is a duck.
I got fantasy results. I got bets coming in. I mean, it's the witching hour. No!
And this show has had some doozies over the years. I myself has said that the Zion Williamson thing, when his shoe exploded, was good for Nike. Like, this show has said some crazy things.
Oh, wait a minute. So you are putting this now not just in dumbest things that Tony's ever said. You're putting it in the class. You're nominating it right now for dumbest thing any of us have ever said.
He said it's the worst take in sports radio history.
Okay.
Taking a nap at the end of the 1 o'clock games on Sunday. Like, what are you talking about?
All right. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Worst opinion. Dan thinking the 0-16 Lions were going to make the playoffs, or Tony saying that the best time to nap is 3:45 to 4:15 on Sundays during NFL season.
I might be able to weigh in with my Patrick Mahomes, Alex Smith take.
That one's a good one.
And, he's strong nominee.
Yeah, and also a former executive producer, Hawk, said Chris Farley's brother, Kevin Farley, was going to be way more famous.
Wow. All right, so we're going to go into the Hall of Fame of Dumb Things Said. Tony, defend yourself in the 30 seconds we have left here before Daniel Cormier.
It'll be very quick. I got caught up in the air like Chris Carter, and I should have said at the start of 4:15 games, I didn't. It was a bad by me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Okay, listen.
All right, a retraction.
Rare in sports radio.
Backpedaling it.
Okay, but it allows us to relive all of the dumbest things any of us have ever said around here. One of them might be my decision to want to fight Dana White. We talk with Daniel Cormier next.
More Dan Stu from the Clevelander on ESPN Radio.